When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Lantern Eyes. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I'm your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we're casting our net into the murky, legend-haunted waters of the Mississippi Delta, a place where the air is thick with humidity and untold stories, and where the line between reality and nightmare can become impossibly blurred. Tonight's tale takes us back to 1972, a time when the rhythm of life on the Delta was often dictated by the tides and the hard work of those who sought their living from the vast, silty expanse of the Mississippi River and its connections to the Gulf. It was a time of simple truths, until those truths were shattered by something utterly incomprehensible. This is the story of the Lantern Eyes. Our focus is on a shrimping boat, the Sea Serpent, a vessel no different from countless others that plied these waters. Its crew, seasoned men of the Delta, knew these currents, these storms, these calms. They were familiar with the vast emptiness of the open water and the sudden, violent squalls that could appear from nowhere. But what they encountered on a calm, clear night in 1972 was beyond any weather phenomenon. It was beyond human understanding. The details are sparse, as is often the case with true mysteries swallowed by the dark. The Sea Serpent had gone out on a routine shrimping expedition. The weather reports were favorable. The sky was clear, the water as smooth as glass, reflecting the stars like shattered diamonds. Ideal conditions for a night of work, pulling the bounty from the Gulf's depths. Yet the Sea Serpent never returned to port. It simply vanished. Search and rescue operations commenced almost immediately. The Delta is unforgiving, but a missing boat in calm weather is highly unusual. The Coast Guard launched its cutters, local fishermen joined the search in their own vessels, planes scoured the endless expanse of water from above. They searched for days, then weeks, the usual signs of maritime disaster. Splintered wood, life jackets, oil slicks were conspicuously absent. Hopes for finding the crew alive dwindled, then evaporated. The families back on shore, wives, children, parents, were left to grieve a loss without a body, without a wreckage, without any explanation. And then, weeks after the Sea Serpent's disappearance, a macabre discovery. Not the Sea Serpent itself, but a small, unassuming object found floating amidst some random marine debris near where the boat's last known coordinates had been. It was a waterproof canvas pouch, battered by the elements but remarkably intact. Inside that pouch, carefully preserved, was the captain's journal. Captain Thomas Tom Vance, a man known for his meticulous records and his steady hand on the tiller. His journal was a daily log of the Sea Serpent's voyages, the catches, the weather, the mundane details of life at sea. Until the final entry. This is where our story takes its horrifying turn. Captain Vance's handwriting, usually neat and consistent, became frantic, jagged on the final page. It spoke of a shift in the night, a feeling of unease despite the perfect calm. He detailed the subtle changes, the stars seeming to dim slightly, the air growing inexplicably heavy, a silence descending upon the water that was deeper than any natural stillness. The fishing nets, usually bustling with activity, were suddenly empty. He wrote of the crew becoming agitated, their senses heightened, as if something was approaching from the depths of the black water, or perhaps from the very air around them. They checked their instruments, swept the horizon with binoculars, their powerful spotlights piercing the dark. But nothing was on the radar. Nothing was on the horizon. Just the vast, inky blackness of the Mississippi Delta night, stretching out to meet the equally vast, starless sky. The rhythmic thrum of the engine, usually a comfort, became a monotonous drone against the growing tension. And then his words became chillingly precise. He described something appearing on the water. Not a boat, not debris, not even a mirage, shimmering in the heat. "We saw them standing on the water," he wrote, the words scrawled with desperate urgency. "Eyes glowing like lanterns." Imagine that sight. Figures defined only by the incandescent glow of their eyes, piercing the impenetrable darkness of the Delta night. They stood impossibly on the surface of the water itself, defying all laws of physics. Not floating, not wading, but standing. Were they tall, gaunt forms, or shapeless masses illuminated only by those horrific orbs? The captain's words offer no further physical description, only the terrifying focus on those burning, unblinking eyes. What were they? Creatures from the deepest abysses of the gulf, drawn to the surface by an unseen force. Spectres risen from the countless drowned sailors the Delta has claimed over centuries? Or something else entirely, born of the eerie, primordial energies that suffuse the ancient, untamed wilderness of the Delta itself? The human mind struggles to categorize such an impossible vision. The captain's next entries describe the crew's reactions. Panic, yes, but not the wild, screaming terror one might expect. More a profound, paralyzing dread. Men who had faced hurricanes and deadly creatures of the deep stood frozen, mesmerized, their eyes fixed on those glowing orbs that seemed to drift closer, slowly, inexorably. The silence on the water became absolute, broken only by the frantic beat of their own hearts and the low mechanical drone of the sea serpent's engine. The air grew cold, despite the usual oppressive humidity of the Delta. Captain Vance described a strange compulsion, a pull, a feeling that these entities, these lantern eyes, were not just observing them, but actively drawing them in, mind and soul. The light from their eyes wasn't just illumination. It felt like a presence, probing, searching. But the horror didn't end with their appearance, nor with the eerie magnetic pull they exerted. The final, terrifying line of the journal, scrawled with desperate urgency, sealed the chilling fate of the sea serpent's crew. The captain's last coherent thoughts were of sound, not sight. "They called our names." And that's where the journal ends. The sea serpent was never found. No trace of the crew, save for those final, desperate, chilling words. The vessel, the men, everything simply ceased to be. The official explanation, of course, was likely a sudden, catastrophic, and unexplainable loss at sea. A rogue wave, perhaps, appearing silently in the dark, or a structural failure so total it left no wreckage. But those explanations, however logical to the practical mind, do not account for the captain's final entry. They do not account for the horrifying image of beings standing on water, their eyes burning like lanterns, calling out the names of the doomed men. It is a detail that gnaws at the edges of rational thought, tearing a hole in the fabric of what we understand about the natural world. The legends of the Delta are rife with tales of river monsters, of swamp spirits, of entities that dwell in the deep, older than memory, tied to the very essence of this ancient, humid landscape. Could the Lantern Eyes be another such legend, brought to terrifying, undeniable life on that calm, clear night in 1972? Or is it a singular, horrifying incident, a unique encounter with an unknown terror that simply passed through our reality for a fleeting, devastating moment. The sea serpent and its crew vanished without a trace, swallowed by the vast, mysterious waters. But the chilling words of its captain remain, echoing through the decades, a desperate warning from the dark. Sometimes, dear listeners, the greatest horrors aren't the ones that roar, but the ones that whisper your name from the shadows. And in the murky depths of the Mississippi Delta, some whispers simply refuse to die, lingering on the currents, waiting for another unsuspecting crew to pass by. Thank you for joining me on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, stay vigilant, and remember, some truths are best left in the shadows.